Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Alberto from Family First. Am I speaking with Miss Cynthia James?
Speaking.
Hello, Miss Cynthia, and thank you so much for answering my call. I'm calling today for two reasons. The first one is in regard of your services. I noticed that yesterday Daniela clocked in at 7 a.m., but the clock out was missing. So I wanted to confirm if she provided all the hours of services yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, so it was until 8, right?
Yes, it's still it.
Okay. And I want to know if everything is in order with the services, if everything is okay, or if I should put something on the updates of the case.
And everything is okay with the services.
Okay. The second reason that I'm calling you for is that yesterday in the afternoon, I received a notification from our authorization department that you receive a decrease in the hours to 56 hours per week. That is was effective starting this Monday. So, starting this week, your hours are going to be reduced to 56 hours per week.
Okay, I'm going to be changing insurance.
Okay. A moment. I'm going to put that on the notes, Miss Cynthia, because yeah, the insurance updated the authorization now to 56 hours. And so since I noticed that Daniela worked 3 days, 13 hours, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, for the rest of the week, in order to complete the 56 hours, she needs to work 7 hours and 30 minutes this week.
Could you just one minute
Each
for
day.
me?
I'm sorry?
Just a minute, just a minute. The man said how much hours is it? That didn't decrease the hours.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, this is Alberto from Family First. May I know who am I speaking with?
Daniela.
Hi, Daniela. Good morning. I was speaking with Miss Cynthia because we received a notification that yesterday that she received a decrease in the hours to 56 hours per week. I noticed that up to yesterday you already worked 3 days, each day being 13 hours. So I'm calculating right now to see how many hours you have to do for the next 4 days in order to be able to complete the 56. Okay, give me a moment. Me a second.
So did Keystone is the one that decreased the hours. They finally called you and told you the results of their review that they did yesterday, you said?
Correct. Yes, they yesterday notified us and changed the authorization, and they decided that the member needs a decrease to 56 hours per week. So I was.
I know that before they tried to do that, the previous coordinator was saying, so there's no other external review that can be done or anything of that sort.
Well, you can get in contact with the insurance and appeal that decision in the increase so they can evaluate the case again and see if the members authorization can change. I advise you to contact them to follow up to see if it is possible to appeal to these new hours.
Okay.
So for the rest of the week, Daniela, you would need to work 4 hours and 50 minutes each day from
okay.
today to Sunday to complete the 56 hours. Starting next Monday, you can only work 8 hours each day. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to update this schedule so you can see it on a moment. Yeah, so you can see it on your end in a few
okay.
in a few hours. But yeah, stay updated the hours. I'm going to need to change the schedules. And yeah, I advise you to contact in this case Houston first, members service coordinator, so you can try to appeal for the rest of the hours.
Okay.
Of course, if I receive any updates, Daniela, I will let you and Miss Cynthia know.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering my call. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.